I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you know what? Experts said that they think, they did some research on this, found that more than 75% of people believe the internet will make people smarter in the next 10 years.
Mm. So far, it's not. So maybe what they mean is everyone's going to get dumber and dumber, and then finally it will make us smarter.
Well, 21% said the internet will have the opposite effect and could even lower IQs of people if they use it a lot.
See, I don't think that the internet lowered our IQ by giving us access to information. I think that potentially gave us the opportunity to get more intelligent.
To learn something if we didn't know it, right?
But the bad part was the social media part where every idiot's on the internet and people are listening to some of these morons and taking them seriously. Now we've all gotten dumber. Mm. Because you can take 100 dumb people that normally would have been spread out across the world and everyone would have known that they were the dumb person in their town and no one would have paid any attention to them. But they all form a group on the internet, on Facebook. They got a page called We Aren't As Dumb As You Think We Are. And people are like, there's 100 people that think this. We should pay attention to it, even though we shouldn't.
Wow. Well, Facebook was named the most important website of all time.
Wow.
I have to agree.
That's what's wrong with it. See, if Wikipedia was the most important website of all time, we might be going somewhere. But when Facebook's the most important, we're doomed.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember when you could lose touch with people you didn't like. Now it's so easy with Facebook to stay in touch with those people.
You can unfollow them.
Yeah.
I have quite a few over the last year.
You say that, but a lot of times they still find you.
Oh, they'll find me, but yeah. I don't have to see them.
But you do think about it. I'm like, any answer that we need is at, you know, just a second away. You can Google. Now it's a term. Google it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you got Alexa. Okay, hey. Alexa, why don't you answer a question for me? Why don't you actually do something for me? Pretty soon, like, tell me the weather.
Or if you're Heidi, you just ask someone else to Google it for you.
Yeah, you could do that. Or like last night, I did ask Alexa, just having a conversation with someone, and wanted to know who won the Braves game. So, Alexa, who won the Braves game? And she just told me.
She's good at that, but she's horrible at history. She did not study.
Oh, really?
She's always like, I don't know, but here's what I found on the internet. I'm like, I could have done that.
Okay.
I thought you might know what President Ben Franklin was.
Alexa had to ask Google.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. She asks Google.
Yeah,
and then it's
does.
Like, well, I could have Googled it.
But you do think about some things that we've probably not remembered. For example, cell phones. We don't remember phone numbers anymore.
Why would you need to?
Well, I think it kind of sharpens your memory, they say. You know, a lot of times when you work those puzzles and word problems, stuff like that, that helps you remember and keeps your brain active.
If remembering a phone number is a word problem or a puzzle to you, you needed some work on your memory anyway.
But, I mean, you did have to remember certain things that you could not rely on the internet or your phone for.
You still have to remember. You got to remember which page that I put that Google thing on. And there's still stuff you remember. It's just different stuff.
I couldn't remember what day it was over the weekend.
Okay, well,
I'd ask Google.
That's because Friday night got a little hectic for you.
That was the way, it was that way before phones for
but
him, too.
But don't you think, though, you forget someone's number and you're trying to think of it, you know, and your brain starts using its little wheels up there, and that sharpens your intelligence a tad.
No.
I had to ask my mom what her phone number was the other day.
Okay.
My mom, what's your number? She goes, what's my number? I'm like, I don't know.
What's one number that you do remember, Tom?
My home phone number from when I was a kid.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
All right, is that useful?
Yeah, my parents still live there.
Okay.
My social security number. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know my driver's license number.
Wow.
I do remember my number as a kid. I just remembered that.
Oh, I do too.
Why do you know your license number? I never need that.
I've always known my license number.
I've never been asked that in my life. I mean, the only time I guess I ever was is getting a prescription, and I just hand them the license.
Well, I don't know mine either, but I just asked Alexa.
Do you know your license tag number on your car?
Yes. I know the first half. It says bun.
No, I see your car. I'm like, look at that big bun.
I'm like, they did that on purpose, pretty sure.
I do know mine. But okay. But it's personalized anyway.
Now you, I feel like maybe are looking down on us.
I'm condescending to
it. But I don't know where it's been useful to you to know your license number.
I just like to know my information in case I'm ever held hostage and they holding that light and they're torturing me. They're going, what's your license number?
Every once in a while at the insurance office, they're like, do you happen to know your license tag number or your license number?
I've been asked my tag number before.
Okay. At your insurance office, you probably drove your car there and you can just go look.
That's true.
Not if you don't have insurance before you get there.
Okay.
Hey, I think the internet's making us dumber.
This is the radio making us dumber. It's done mess Kato up.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.